Hello, and welcome to Bridging the Gap. I'm Laura Brandenburg, and we are here to talk about how to achieve your business analysis career goals. We're here specifically to help you map out a plan that's going to make the most of your skills, your experiences, and your opportunities so that you can get the result that you want out of your BA career. Before we jump into the detailed content for today's seminar, let me share a bit about why I'm here talking to you about achieving your BA career goals. The first question you might have is, how did I get into business analysis? My BA opportunity came from what seemed like a chance meeting in the hallway at the time. I was walking back to my desk after a meeting, and a senior BA in the department stops me. She tells me that they are opening up a new position in their department. She suggested I apply. I remember looking at her in disbelief. I had never even thought about business analysis as a career path. I remember saying something along the lines of, well, I'm in quality assurance right now and it's really, really busy. I'm not sure that I could leave them in the lurch. And she said, you know, it's a really good career option for you and I think it will really help you move further in your career. It's probably more money too. And here I am over 10 years later, having found a set of responsibilities in business analysis that was such a perfect fit for who I was as a person and what I enjoyed doing that now I'm helping others do it. As I started bridging the gap and started talking to people about what they were doing in their business analysis careers, I realized that what I had thought was a chance meeting in the hallway really wasn't. I had been doing some business analysis in QA, and this had created the opportunity for me to move into a business analysis job role. Although it wasn't premeditated on my part whatsoever, I had been expanding my business analysis skill set before I ever held the job title. I had developed an entirely new test process for my part of the department. I had gathered and elicited requirements from my manager and from other people involved in the testing process to ensure that the process I developed was meeting their needs. I had been coordinating user acceptance testing and partnering with the business to ensure the final solution met their requirements. All of these activities were relevant in my transition to the systems analyst job title. Yes, we were business analysts, but we held the job title of systems analyst. And we're going to talk in a bit about how titles can get in the way of seeing what opportunities are available in business analysis. I share my story so that you can know a little bit about me and my perspective, but I also share it because the experience of building BA responsibilities before being offered the BA job title is built into the career roadmap that we're going to talk about today. In this course, we are going to walk through the How to Start a Business Analyst Career Roadmap. If you haven't already downloaded the roadmap, this would be a great time to do this. Like all of the extra resources I'll reference in this recording, you can find a link in the transcript. I suggest having the roadmap in front of you, either on your computer or printed out, so that you can refer to that as we talk through it. Or if you're listening in the car or while working out, be sure to grab the roadmap afterwards or take a look at it right before you get in the car or on the treadmill, so you can have the visual in mind as we talk through each of the given pieces. The first thing you'll probably notice is that it's not your everyday workflow diagram. The roadmap is a workflow diagram, but it looks more like a hiking map or a trail map, doesn't it? Why is that? Why did I pick the metaphor of hiking to represent a career transition? When you go hiking, you pick up a map at the trailhead, and the first thing you do is decide how you want to hike that day. Most hikes here in Colorado have multiple options. There are trails of different lengths, different levels of difficulty. Some have views and some don't. Some are very steep and some are very gradual. You select the route through the trail system based on what you want out of that hike. There are some parallels here to career transitions and career growth. When you're making a career transition or growing your career, there are easy paths and there are difficult paths. There are places along your journey to stop and enjoy the view and look back at your success. I see people taking very gradual journeys to get to where they want to go and consciously building one experience on top of another. And I also see people taking very short, very intense journeys. They get thrown into the business analyst role with very little preparation or background, and they need to sink or swim, so to speak. Just like you can take different paths through the trail system, you can take different paths to your BA career goals. There are some common trails that will get you where you want to go, if you know where you want to go. And those are the markers and the aspects that I have called out on the roadmap. The career roadmap is the result of a lot of work with professionals starting business analysis careers and 2 years as a hiring manager of business analysts. I've answered countless reader questions at Bridging the Gap, helped hundreds of course participants, and consulted with selected individuals one-on-one. I've reviewed hundreds of BA resumes, interviewed dozens of business analysts, and hired 4 BAs. I've seen people who are extremely successful, and I've seen people invest a lot of time and a lot of energy, but not move all that much closer to where they want to go. I've seen business analysis from multiple perspectives, and I bring all of those perspectives into the roadmap. What has made it into the roadmap is what I've actually seen work for real, successful career transitioning professionals. This map is not a prescriptive tool. It's not going to tell you that you have to go from point A to point B to point C, and then you're going to end up where you want to. But it is going to give you the trails and the opportunities and the activities you can choose to invest in that will get you closer to where you want to go. There are 2 pieces of information you need to find your best path through the roadmap. You need to know where you've been, and you need to know where you want to be. We're going to talk about where you've been later in the session because it will make a lot more sense once we've gone through some more of the roadmap. But let's take a few minutes now and talk about where you want to be. If you have started to look at business analyst job descriptions, you know that there is a lot of diversity in the profession and that the business analyst role that's going to be a perfect fit for you might not be the perfect fit for someone else. Just like there is no one path to business analysis, there is no one definition of what it means to be a business analyst. Let's look at an example. Say you have a technical background and love technology and want to stay somewhat involved in technology. You might be a great fit for more of a systems analyst role or an IT business analyst role. Or you might not have a technical background at all and you're hoping that you still can become a BA, which you can. Your qualifications and aspirations could be a great fit for a process or a business-focused role. In the BA profession, there are opportunities for professionals with IT backgrounds or no IT backgrounds, and there is a wide variety of roles for everyone to select from. If this sounds like a bit too much to figure out right now, realize that while you'll move the fastest if you know exactly where you are headed, you can also choose a more general goal and take the slower and more indirect route. Let's take a breather for a minute and talk about 2 different kinds of road trips, and I'm going to tie this back to the roadmap, don't worry. On the first road trip, the driver knows that they want to get from Detroit, Michigan to Los Angeles, California as quickly as possible. They plan the most direct route in advance. They leave enough time to sleep in some decent hotels and eat some decent meals. They're on the beach in 3 days. On the second road trip, the driver knows that they want to leave Detroit, Michigan and head to California. They aren't quite sure where they want to live next, so they decide to head to Chicago, take Route 66 into LA, and since they also want to experience a lot of the United States, they detour to spend a few days at the Grand Canyon, pop over and see a few friends in Denver, and even spend a night in Las Vegas. Then they drive up the coast of California, staying in a new town every few nights and get their bearings. Let's talk a bit about the differences between these 2 road trips. On the first road trip, the driver has a very specific goal and a very specific timeline. On the second road trip, the driver has a very general goal and a non-specific timeline. Neither is necessarily better or worse, unless you hate long road trips or major highways. Starting your business analyst career can happen in much the same way. The difference that you'll find is that there isn't an expedient and direct route to choose. There is no major highway system connecting where you are at in your career right now with where you want to be as a business analyst. The best that you can do is take the most direct route from Detroit to Los Angeles in the hypothetical days before the U.S. had interstate highways. And that would probably happen to be you taking Route 66 without any of the side adventures. That's why the roadmap is a trail map and not a highway map. But there are some legs of the journey that will help you establish your short-term income stream while still moving towards your BA career goals. So just because the route you take will be somewhat gradual, it doesn't mean you have to put your income stream on hold while you go about that. Okay, that's a lot of talk about road trips, but it's important because I don't promise anyone a silver bullet. Not now, not ever. Yes, there are career training providers out there who promise to get you on the BA career superhighway. I've seen that work for so few people that I can't recommend it with any personal integrity. When it does work, it's more about being in the right place at the right time, and that means there was a big dash of luck involved. Again, I'm just walking you through what I've seen work for a lot of people a lot of the time, even people who didn't think they had much of a chance to achieve their BA career goals and who weren't particularly lucky. With that in mind, let's talk about the very first step on the How to Start a BA Career Roadmap, which is exploring the profession and confirming your career choice. You may feel like you went through this step a long time ago. For me, this was over 10 years ago, but I've actually revisited the step several times throughout my career. It's never a bad idea to ask yourself the following questions. Am I still in the right career? Am I moving forward and expanding my skills in a relevant way? Are there opportunities that are a better fit for my goals? If you have trouble identifying what results you want out of your business analyst career, plan to invest some significant time in this step. In the transcript, there's a link to a Bridging the Gap article called 42 Reasons to Start a Business Analyst Career. Read it and use it as a checklist to confirm your career goals. The reason this step is so important is that I do see a lot of people invest a lot of time and sometimes a lot of financial resources in pursuing a career that is just not a good fit for them. They are successful, but they are not happy. They get where they want to go, and then they realize that they didn't really want to go there in the first place. And at that point, they start to feel like they are backtracking instead of moving forward. So invest a little time here now, and I guarantee that it'll help you keep your career moving forward, even if you end up choosing an option other than business analysis. The next step on the roadmap is what's called a decision box in workflow diagramming language. And for us, this is our primary split on the roadmap. Your answer to this question is the biggest determining factor in what activities make the most sense for you in the short term. The question is, are you employed in an office setting? Let's talk about why this question is so important. Regardless of your role, if you are employed in an office setting, you can find opportunities to move towards your BA career goals. Again, regardless of your role, if you are in an office setting, you have options to move towards your BA career goals. Just by virtue of being employed and working in an office, there are a lot of options out there for you. You might be a project assistant, a software developer, a receptionist, a customer service professional. It really does not matter. There are opportunities. If you are employed, but say in the retail setting or a service industry or elsewhere outside of an office setting, some of this may still apply. So definitely listen in and see what you can apply to your career transition plan. We've actually had people apply the steps on this part of the career roadmap, even if they aren't employed in an office setting. But it's a much more difficult endeavor, and it doesn't flow as seamlessly as it does for somebody who is in an office setting. And it typically involves volunteering on top of working the job that brings your income in, which takes a lot of focus and a lot of diligence. Okay, but let's look at if your answer to this question is yes, let's look at the steps that you want to go through. The first thing that you want to do is to assess what options you have internal to your current organization. What does this mean? This means discovering who does business analysis in your organization. If your organization has a formal business analyst practice or a department of people with a business analyst job title, this step could be relatively simple. In many scenarios, this isn't the case, and you need to dig deeper. This means looking at a wide variety of roles and responsibilities and discovering who does business analysis and may not even know it. As I mentioned, my first business analyst job title was systems analyst, and I had that title for, I think, 3 or 4 years before I finally got the business analyst job title. That's one title to look out for. We've seen people find project managers who do business analysis, software developers who do business analysis, as well as project coordinators, product managers, functional managers, administrative assistants, customer support professionals, quality assurance professionals, and technical writers, just to name a few of the more common roles. When you are on the hunt for business analyst job responsibilities, what you are really looking for is whether or not there is a current role in your organization that will move you closer to business analysis. And there's a link in the transcript to a post that will help you look at what business analyst responsibilities to look for. Once you find someone who holds BA responsibilities, you'll want to reach out and find out more about their role. Specifically, you want to be seeing if it's a role you want to work towards as part of your BA career plan. Let's look at an example. David Wolf is a software developer, and when he looked at his organization, he found that the project managers were doing the lion's share of business analysis. He began to evaluate project management as a short-term career option, because a lot of times it's easier to move into business analysis or into a new job role if you are getting promoted internally rather than if you are seeking a role outside of your organization. He started partnering more proactively with some of the project managers, and that has worked into an opportunity to do some business analysis tasks, which is really what we're going to talk about next, because that's probably the most important part of the roadmap. Let's talk about this, and then we're going to circle back to what else you want to do in your assessment of your internal career options. So if you are employed in an office setting, the most critical step you can take to move your BA career forward is to start doing some business analysis. What does that look like exactly? What does it look like to just do business analysis? Let's talk about another participant in one of our programs. Her name is Wendy, and Wendy was also a software developer before she became a BA, but she had done some BA activities in previous roles. Her current role, however, had no BA responsibilities whatsoever. She knew she wanted to be a BA and grow that part of her career, and she preferred to stay in her current organization. She took our business process analysis course, and she documented a process for her technical team. This was not in her job description. It was something she took upon herself to do. She had the opportunity to present that business process to a management team in her organization, and they were very impressed with the work that she did in putting it all together. She got noticed as someone who's doing something beyond her role in software development. That led to getting invited to a customer interview, which was not something that the software developers typically had the opportunity to do in that organization. Then she was starting to be involved in the elicitation process. She presented herself very well in that meeting and again got noticed as somebody who can do a lot more than she's formally assigned to do. 6 months after documenting the business process, Wendy was formally assigned business analyst responsibilities. 3 months after that, she was officially and retroactively promoted into a business analyst role. Now, documenting a business process isn't the starting point for everyone. Some start by using a more formal elicitation technique. Others start by documenting functional requirements or scoping a project. Still others start in supporting roles, such as reviewing or updating requirements documentation or taking notes in a meeting for a business analyst. One more thing to note about Wendy's story is that her organization at the time didn't have a business analyst role. She was forming a BA role around some of her competencies and her interests, as well as a need that she'd helped discover in the organization. She saw an opportunity and she created a role for herself. And this really leads us back to assessing your internal options. As you look at who holds what business analysis responsibilities in your organization, you want to pay attention to whether there is a role that you could qualify for based on your existing skills and experience. In Wendy's case, she found that a product manager held some of the BA responsibilities, but that there was still a gap that really needed to be filled. And then she was able to create that role for herself and fill it. Let's look at another example that's outside of IT, since I don't want to give you the impression that software development is the only or the primary path to business analysis. Nothing could be further from the case. Another participant I worked with closely has a strong set of skills in accounting and finance. Throughout most of Jim's career, he had worked on creating reports and reporting systems, or filling the ongoing activities needed to run a finance department. A few years before he became a business analyst, he saw an opportunity to build a new system that would streamline a reporting process. He took the lead in identifying the requirements and overseeing the project. And then he went back to his regular work in accounting, but he wasn't quite satisfied with it. He really wanted to get back to project work. He was able to leverage the experience he had overseeing the reporting project and his deep financial experience to find his first business analyst role for an accounting system migration project. Like me, Jim's first BA experiences were not premeditated, yet he was still able to leverage them to move closer to his career ambitions. And I promised to talk a bit about skills, and this is as good a place as any to follow this little side path. If you haven't noticed already, I have a preference for the second kind of road trip, kind of like detours and getting off the beaten path to find some interesting adventures to take along the side. So we're following some of the pieces and parts and some of the directions that you might head within your business analysis career. I promise that at the end, we will tie it all back together. And if you are looking at the visual view of the career roadmap, you should be able to see how all these different pieces and parts tie together as well. But let's talk now about business analyst skills and the skills that you might have in your career background as you exist today. One of the most common mistakes I see people make is that they underestimate the value of the skills and experience they already have. As a result, their answer to the question of, am I qualified to be a business analyst, is a resounding no, or when it should at least be a yes, or at least some of the time. And some of the time can be a very, very effective path to business analysis. You'll see on the roadmap that one of the items to take with you on your journey is a transferable skills assessment. Transferable skills are skills that you've built through experience in your past roles. In the context of business analysis, transferable skills are the BA techniques you've used in non-BA jobs, or the soft skills you've developed perhaps in unrelated roles. For example, a customer service professional tends to be really good at asking questions and engaging not so happy people on the phone. That tends to be a very important soft skill as a BA because communication is really important in our roles. Transferable skills can help you skip right past entry-level business analyst positions. And this is really important because there tend to be very few entry-level business positions in the first place. And those savored few entry-level positions tend to favor recent college graduates without the salary requirements of an experienced professional. Finding your transferable skills can take a bit of a time investment, but it also can save you years in terms of moving ahead in your BA career. In the transcript, there's a link to a tutorial on exactly how to discover your transferable skills. So I'll let you use that to go through this process in more detail. That really concludes our discussion of the right side of the roadmap, which is where you'll be focusing most of your time and attention if you are currently employed in an office setting. What if you are currently unemployed or not employed in an office setting? What options do you have to move towards a business analysis career? Your options are going to be in the lower left part of the roadmap, and let's look at those next. Just a quick note, if you are employed, don't skip over this part of the course. You also want to be paying attention to your local job market. The reason is, it's very easy to get focused in your current organization and lose sight of what's happening in the profession as a whole. This can lead to you having a very specialized skill set that's valuable to your current employer, but is not relevant outside of your current organization. That means if you go to switch jobs, you just don't have a lot of options open to you. Consider how you can invest a couple of hours each month doing some of the parts of the lower left-hand side of the roadmap, as it will help you create a safety net in your BA career. All right, let's get back to those of you who are unemployed and for whom this part of the roadmap represents the lion's share of your focus. One assumption I'm going to make is that you have some relatively short-term needs or desires to get income coming in. That's the case for most of the people I work with, so I'm going to assume it's the case for you as well. So let's talk about the first task on this side. Explore the BA options in your local job market. What does that mean? Well, often I'm asked, what are the core skills of a business analyst? And there is a list of core skills that I've linked to in the transcript. You can use this as a checklist to compare your qualifications to those for a typical business analyst role. The core skills are important, but what happens is that there tend to be some very specific local flavors to the business analyst role. So you really want to look beyond a generic business analyst job description to get an understanding of what the BA role is like in your local area, whether that's Madison, London, or Toronto. As you look at job postings, find the answers to the following questions. What industries and companies seem to hire a lot of BAs? What are the general business analysis skills that are required for most BA jobs? What specialized or non-BA skills do I see most often across the BA job postings? Are there other job titles that commonly include BA job responsibilities? In addition to looking at the job postings, talk to BAs in your professional network about what they do and what qualifications they need to be successful in their roles. Ask them what systems they use, what types of documents they create, and what their practices are. You can meet BAs at local professional meetings or ask for introductions through other connections in your network. The understanding that comes from this analysis will either open or close some options for you, probably both. Consider the following questions. What types of roles am I qualified for? What special skills or expertise do I have that I can leverage for a subset of the BA roles out there? Are there any other related roles that I would consider? If you go through these questions and discover that you are not qualified for any of the BA roles that you are finding, then a short-term career move for you will be looking at transitional roles. This is how you get that income coming in the door while you move towards your BA career plan. So let's talk about what that path might look like. A transitional role is a role that you might not consider to be a full-fledged business analyst role, but that is a step closer to business analysis than you are today. If you are a software developer, you might look for positions where the software developers have some direct user interaction or ask to create documentation that you don't have experience with already. If you are experienced in sales, you might look for a position in a sales support role, as those roles tend to have opportunities to analyze processes and support systems. If you are in accounting, you might look for a position in an organization where they are planning an accounting system migration, as that could give you the opportunity to interact directly with the BAs and get exposed to more project work that leverages your accounting background on a project. You can hear from listening to these three examples that there's a great diversity in the options of a transitional role. It really depends on what your skills and experiences are. So ask yourself, what kind of role do I qualify for, and how will it move me closer to business analysis? Another filter to apply when evaluating transitional opportunities is whether or not the organization has a BA practice. Even if you are not directly applying for the business analyst job, knowing that the organization you are hiring into has a BA practice will make it easier to explore internal options and work your way into an internal promotion. Essentially everything we talked about in the upper right-hand side of the roadmap. Through the analysis of your current qualifications in your local job market, you might also discover you have some competency gaps to fill. So let's talk about how to go about doing that. Let's first talk about exactly what competency gaps it makes the most sense to focus on filling. We see a lot of roles that require special skills in business analysis. You might see what looks like a great BA role, and then they want business domain experience in a specific area. Or they might want you to know SQL, or they might want you to know a specific system that you've never even heard of. Business analyst roles tend to have a lot of other qualifications layered on top of them, and you might wonder, well, how am I ever going to qualify for every BA role out there? That's not the question on the roadmap. The question on the roadmap is, Are you qualified for a BA role that you want? It's written very specifically that way. It's written to encourage you to consider whether there are BA roles out there that you are qualified for, and are those roles that you actually want to fill? That's a very different question than whether or not you are qualified for every BA role. If you go about trying to qualify yourself for every BA role out there, you'll be at this career transition for a long, long time. Longer than most senior business analysts are even in BA roles. So I'll let you in on a little secret. Most senior business analysts are qualified for less than 50% of the business analyst roles in their local job market. This means me, and I happen to be a CBAP or a certified business analyst professional. This means your local IIBA chapter president, who probably is one of the most senior BAs in your local area. This means the most credible, experienced, and trusted BA you can ever remember having met. And this also means you. So don't set out on the path to qualify for every BA job. It's a lose-lose game. Focus on the types of roles you want and focus on the competencies you need to be successful in those roles. What you'll notice if you start to apply this sort of filter to your job search and your career planning and looking deep into your market is that there just might be a small handful of roles that you're qualified for and that you actually want to do. And that's okay. I don't think you want 20 jobs, right? Just one is enough for most of us. So this process is about finding the one opportunity that's your next opportunity, and that is the best fit for your qualifications and the best fit for what you want out of your career. Now, if you get to this point and you still find there's a competency gap that's holding you back from qualifying from the actual roles that you want, that's where it makes sense to really focus on filling that gap, even if you're not currently employed in an office setting. In the path for those who are employed in an office setting, we talked about how to grow your skills and experiences by applying new business analyst techniques at work. This path is available to you as well, with a bit of a twist. We've had a lot of course participants volunteer and build work experience that they are able to add directly to their resume. They've volunteered for a local nonprofit, their church, and even local small businesses. Let's talk about one specific participant, we'll call her Julie, who volunteered at a local pharmacy and documented a business process. She demonstrated her ability to do business analysis and help that organization find a root cause of some of the problems that were causing prescription errors. She filled a competency gap while not currently employed in an office setting. Julie was able to add this to the work history section of her resume. Right up at the top of the resume in the work history section, she listed the pharmacy as the employer and then the tasks that she did as bullet points underneath. And as a result of this, she was actually able to submit a relevant resume to a larger number of BA jobs. And she also received a recommendation from the pharmacy owner, who is a well-known professional in her local community. So that's the kind of thing you might look at to fill a competency gap if it's holding you back from the kinds of jobs you want. Of course, you can invest in training alone, and that could get you a certain step forward. But if you are able to couple training with work experience, even if that experience is unpaid, you'll move ahead much more quickly. Let's move on now to discussing your job search, whether that's for a full-fledged BA role or for a transitional role that will lead to a BA role for you. In the transcript, I'm going to link to the resources we have on this topic, and there's actually quite a lot to go through, so we won't cover it in as much detail in this audio course itself. But I do want to address the most common challenge I hear about. That challenge is, I've been updating my resume, but I'm still not getting calls. Why is this happening? If this is happening to you, there are one of two things that could be going wrong, or both of them could be going wrong. The first one is that your resume is not showcasing your most relevant BA qualifications. One of the most common mistakes I see is that people use the BA terminology, but don't actually talk about how they used a specific skill to make a project contribution. Or they don't use the BA terminology at all and expect the recruiter to connect the dots, which never happens. Another mistake is that they list a BA responsibility in their summary or achievement section, but don't back it up in their work history. And a third is that they talk about their projects in technical terms instead of business terms. So if you are doing any of those things in your resume, it's a pretty good indication that there's more work that you could do on your resume to showcase your most relevant BA qualifications, and that's where I'd start. And there's some resources, again, in the transcript to help you walk through that process. The second explanation is that you are not qualified for the jobs that you are applying to. If you can't sit down and actually match up the qualifications you have on your resume to the qualifications that are listed on the job posting, and you can't do that for at least 80% of what's in the posting, then you're probably not going to hear back from a lot of those opportunities. Now, it's fine to apply to jobs where there isn't a perfect match, but take care not to let your ego tied into it when you don't hear back from the position, because that's a surefire way to kill your momentum. And you'll have your answer to why you're not hearing back from a lot of those jobs. And if you hear back from one or two, then great, you're a further step forward in your job search. But if you don't, then you know that your best investment would be to investing more time in ensuring that you're best showing your qualifications for the jobs that you are qualified for. All right, now what happens once you land your next opportunity? You'll notice that once you are successful in finding your next opportunity, whether that's a full-fledged BA role that you're targeting or a transitional role, you loop back through the entire roadmap again. Now, this makes intuitive sense if you are in a transitional role, because you'll be in a better position to create an even more virtuous cycle of BA opportunities and work your way towards the BA career goal you had in mind in the first place. But why loop back if you find yourself in a BA role? The reason is that the BA profession is still very new, and that means it's morphing. We talked about how the roles are so diverse, and so we're seeing a lot of different qualifications crop up in a lot of different BA roles. We're seeing the role grow and expand and take hold in different types of organizations. We're seeing competencies shift in terms of what's required to be a BA. And that means it's important that you also continue to develop professionally to stay successful in your business analyst career. A lot of people get into their new position and think, yes, they're done. Okay, I can take a deep breath and relax for a good long while. You can definitely take a breath of fresh air, and you should definitely celebrate your success. And you can relax for a little bit. But then you really want to be thinking about how you'll continue to grow professionally by expanding your experience, doing more tasks, looking at what internal options there are for growth, and thinking about what your next role might be. On the topic of celebrating success, I actually think that's really, really important. And I want to talk about the blue bar that's at the bottom of the roadmap that says persistence and celebration. Why is that there? This bar is about the mindset that I see helping most people be successful. Let's talk about celebration first. Making a career change or working your way through this entire roadmap is a big goal. It's a significant endeavor. You are going to achieve this in pieces and parts. Each step you take is a success and is worth celebrating. One of our readers shared about how she had assessed her internal options, reached out to the BA group in her organization, and was assigned to shadow a project and take notes in a meeting. She was even assigned a few big, relatively BA tasks. This is a big win on the virtuous cycle of BA responsibilities, right? She was justifiably very excited about the positive momentum she was seeing. And then she felt reality kick in, and she shared about how all of a sudden she became very disappointed in her progress. She started to focus on the negatives. Hey, I'm not getting paid for this work. I did some things, but I'm not getting assigned any more BA responsibilities. I'm definitely not yet in a business analyst role. Instead of feeling good about the success she had, she started to feel bad about not achieving her long-term career goal. This kind of thinking is a momentum killer. If you allow this to happen to you, you will not have the persistence it takes to work through your career goal. For this particular reader, she read an article on Bridging the Gap where we talk about exactly this experience, because it doesn't just happen to one person, it happens to everyone at some point. And it's linked to in the transcript so you can check it out for yourself. She realized that it was 100% okay to be proud of what she did and consider it a success. she realized that she was deserving of a little celebration. This kind of a mental and emotional flip is going to happen to you too, and sometimes it can feel like the negatives outweigh the positives. You could get really excited about getting a call from a recruiter, and then maybe it doesn't pan out. You'll take on a BA task and do really well and receive positive feedback, but then nothing else comes from is an immediate follow-up. You'll find or propose an ideal transitional role that would move your career forward and benefit your organization, but then there are budget cuts and internal promotions are closed for a time. And even when you are successful at hitting an interim milestone, like getting an interview or getting that internal set of responsibilities, or you're in the virtuous cycle of one BA opportunity leading to another, it's rarely enough. Pay attention to how you think about your own successes. What happens for most of us is every time we get to where we were headed, we're already focused on what's further down the line. We forget to stop and celebrate that initial success. This is why at the end of all my instructor-led courses, we take some time and talk about what you accomplished and how you can celebrate it. Now, celebration does not have to be big and huge. I'm not talking about a huge night out in the town or a $500 shopping spree. You can toast with your partner over dinner. You could physically reach over and pat yourself on the back. Might feel a little dorky, but it works. You could treat yourself to a small extra, like a dessert or an appetizer at dinner that you normally wouldn't spend the money on. Small celebrations acknowledge the progress that you're making. It gives you the energy to be persistent. It's all about acknowledging yourself and your contributions and your progress. And then persistence is simply keeping on and not letting the roadblocks and setbacks hold you back. If you celebrate the small successes, you'll have no problem with persistence. Okay, so that gets us through the roadmap. We talked about starting by exploring the profession and confirming your career choice. We talked about the different opportunities that are available to you, whether you are employed in an office setting or not employed. Again, if you are employed, you want to be doing business analysis tasks. You want to be looking at what your options are internally and moving your way towards those options. And if you're not employed in an office setting, you really want to focus on finding the opportunities in your local job market that you are qualified for, whether that's a full-fledged BA role or a transitional opportunity, and those that are going to move you towards the BA role you want. All along the way, for either path, you're going to be looking at filling your competency gaps, whether that's by actively doing BA work or even volunteering to do BA tasks if you're currently unemployed. That's really the sum of the career roadmap that we've been talking through. I hope you enjoyed this course and thank you so much for your time and attention. I really look forward to being part of your business analysis career success. Don't hesitate to be in touch if I can help you in any way. We do offer a wide range of virtual courses and work aids that can help you apply the principles laid out in the roadmap. And if you have any questions about what would be the best investment for you, I'd be happy to make a recommendation. Again, this is Laura Brandenburg from Bridging the Gap, and thank you so much for listening. Now get out and start doing.